if anybody really listens to these. Well, let me finish my sentence here. Find the complex Fourier series for so that's our example problem. Now let's go on to the exam problem. When do you guys want the exam? It's scheduled for Friday.
Never.
Never, yeah. Yeah, I would agree to that. Exams are a lot of work. But the only reason that I keep doing them is it's the only way I've found to make almost everybody study. Yeah, projects are good, and we may have a project in place of an exam like toward the end of the quarter when you guys know a little bit more about how to do things. But anyway, Ben.
I have a quantum mechanics test on Tuesday, so.
Mm-hmm. So not Tuesday. That's the Tuesday after Friday, I assume, right?
Yeah.
That's not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, what we want to do is we will do an old exam, okay? So we're going to come in tomorrow. You know, tomorrow is the in class, have fun, work together session, right? So tomorrow we'll come in and I'll pass out an old exam, and so we'll have a good time working on the old exam, and then that will become homework number 5 because you see, there's really, you know, it's kind of it'd be nice you can get dual duty out of that, right? I mean, if you get an old exam, you jolly well better do it, right? I mean, you know, you already know that. That's probably better than any other thing you can do to present, you know, to get ready for the exam, right? So, you know, you're going to do it anyway, right? And so we just give you credit for it. You just turn it back in, okay? And, you know, if we do it on Tuesday, it'll be like the homework officially starting Wednesday. I mean, that would be Wednesday. So it would be initially due Friday, finally due on Monday, okay? So probably, depending on where you want the exam, Friday, Monday, Wednesday, the homework will be due after that, so you can have it to study on, okay? Is that all right? So, is Friday okay, or do you want to make a different day? Ben says no on Tuesday, okay? He has a quantum mechanics exam. And there's a lot of uncertainty about quantum mechanics, you know? There's the uncertainty principle and all that, you know? So it's a difficult subject. So, is that okay? No objections?
I think so.
This Friday, right?
This Friday, yeah, that would be 4 days hence, right?
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh!
Damn.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
It's all over Fourier series, okay?
Maybe Monday.
We could do Monday if you want. It's up to you. I mean, I'm.
I think having the
weekend would be nice? Yeah, you're going to be studying all weekend. We know it. It's either quantum mechanics or LNA and quantum mechanics, and you know. Should we take a vote? Okay. So Friday and Monday are the two options, right? Any speeches?
Around here,
Friday put us behind.
I don't. It won't put us behind either way. I'll just go
Friday
on to the next subject.
Monday.
No, it won't put us behind. I just automatically go on to the next subject anyway. And so, you know, it's no biggie. I don't want to wait till you've forgotten this stuff to give you the exam over it. But, you know, I'm game to postpone it if that's better for you.
That does assume, of course, that we understand it so we could forget it.
Oh, that's true. So true. Okay, are you ready to vote? Okay, all in favor of Friday. Okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, all in favor of Monday. Okay, 1, 2, 3. And you guys in the back aren't voting, huh?
Can you count me for both?
Well, okay, yeah, that doesn't, yeah, I'll count you all for both, huh? Looks like it'll be Friday, okay? So exam one. Friday. Okay, watch out. Friday. Here we go. Okay? Okay, so back to our problem here, okay? We want to do a complex Fourier series for this x of t, right? So x of t then, in a complex way, equals we hope, right? C sub n times e to the j 2 pi n t over cap t, and we're going to go minus infinity to infinity, and we want to find the C sub n. So that's essentially what this says, right? Find the coefficients. That's the only thing we don't know in the Fourier series, right? So there are two ways to do this, or probably more than two, but two ways that probably stand out to you. The first way is that would be very easy to you would be to find the ans and the bns, and then you've got the cns, right? But I'd like to show you a faster, easier way, right? I mean, that's what we all like, is easy way. I mean, mathematics is all about trying to find the easiest way to do something.
Do we have mutter tires for the easy route?
Do we get what?
Mutter tires. And four-wheel drive?
I hope so. We'll see. You tell me after we get there. Okay. We'll see. Okay, so if x of t equals this.
And we said that slope is e to the minus t.
Yep, it's going e to the minus t, e to the minus t, e to the minus t, right?
Yep.
And I think, you know, it would be best to use the interval between 0 and 1 probably for this. It would be easy. I tried to pick something that was easy to integrate. I don't know. Maybe it's not, but I think it is. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to take the dot product of, or the inner product of both sides of these with the nth one of these basis functions, okay? So this requires an aside. I'm sorry, there's just no way we can do this because you guys have not been doing dot products with complex numbers.
This
oh, maybe
true.
You have. Some of you guys have. I know Ben probably has over there because he's taken quantum mechanics. But
they can't be that complicated.
Yeah, they can't be that complicated. Okay, so aside.
Given that the very name states they are complex.
Yeah, maybe. So you got to listen to Travis. He's a wise man. Okay, aside.
The complex in the name is just to confuse people.
Yeah.
Just like the imaginary in the name.
Yeah. It's
keep the
nearby. Keep the arts. Man, but that's no good. Man, you guys, if you see how cute those liberal arts majors are, and look at us, a bunch of us sitting in here, and we could be each one of us sitting by, you know, one of those cute ladies. If it weren't for this stuff, right? I know, yeah, I don't know how you could concentrate on class if that was going on, but, you know.
That's why those classes are so easy.
Oh, I see, because they have to be, otherwise nobody would pass, right? Yeah. Okay. Okay, I want to ask you, do you remember what V dot V is? What would V dot V be?
V squared.
Yeah, magnitude of V squared, right? I mean, here it's Vx squared plus Vy squared plus dot dot dot, right? Suppose we're in two dimensions, it's just that much, right?
Right.
And what is that? Well, that's the square root of the magnitude of V squared. No, it's actually just the V squared magnitude of V squared. It's not even the square root. It's just magnitude of V squared, right? Like that, right? I mean, if I took the square root of that, that would be the magnitude, is what I mean to say, right? Well, that's a very nice thing in real numbers, right? I mean, that's a very nice property of vectors. Now, I want to just check and see what would happen if we do the normal thing with vectors, if we do a dot product with vectors. In fact, I'm going to do a one-dimensional vector. How would you do, if this was one-dimensional, what would that be? Just be Vx squared, right? And it still works, doesn't it? That's still the length, the magnitude of V squared, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to do a one-dimensional dot product with complex numbers, let's just try out and see. And I'd really like to preserve this wonderful property here, right? So let's just say, suppose, I'll use U there this time. U equals A plus JB in the I direction. Okay, so that's my vector U, and I've only got one dimension. Okay? What is U dot U? U dot U, question mark, equals. Well, you'd probably say it's A plus JB, right? Times A minus J, or A plus JB again, right? Wouldn't you? And if I did that, what would happen? I'm not getting a real number. And if it's not a real number, how can it be the length of something squared? Yeah, yeah. So Joe says here we should change this right here to an A minus JB. Because when a complex number, when we do complex numbers, you know, if you had a complex number, let's see, I've got U, V, maybe W, okay? If W is a complex number, then the magnitude of W squared would be W times W conjugate, right? Right? You guys have done that before, right? So, you know, if we were always doing real numbers, W times W conjugate would just be the square, right? And we'd be doing this kind of thing. We've actually, if we didn't have any B part here, this still boils down to what we've always done, doesn't it?
So we can always just automatically do the complex conjugate?
Rather than
the number itself, it's conjugate.
Yeah, when you do the dot product, you just put the complex conjugate on the second vector. Now, that's a kind of an arbitrary thing. It could have been the first vector, but the convention is to do it on the second vector, and you guys have been doing that all your life, but you just didn't realize it because there was no imaginary part, right? And if there's no imaginary part, there's no worries, no use thinking about it, right? Why make your life more complicated? Unfortunately, we have to make our life more complicated because those dudes over there have complex numbers in them, the functions do, and so we need to do an inner product. We've got to know how to do a dot product with vectors before we can do that thing, right? It's kind of like you got to learn how to shoot your machine gun before you go out into battle, right? So we got to
figure out the battle.
Yeah, I know, but that's not a good time to be figuring it out. I wonder what this thing does, right?
They are designed with a very complicated user interface.
Yeah, I know. That's true. That's true. Yeah, right. Yeah, this is not point and shoot. So anyway, if I do, now you see UVW, if I do X dotted with Y, that's equal to, it's now defined as I'm going to make it summation like this. Summation n equals 1 to however many dimensions I've got, x sub I, y sub I, complex conjugate. Okay? This is how you do inner products with vectors. And complex vectors. And it boils down to your old friend when it's regular vectors, real vectors, and it boils down to this when it's complex. Okay. Okay. So, I'd like to do the inner product of this guy and this guy with a specific basis function. And I want you guys to help me figure out what that basis function should be. I'm going to take x of t and I'm going to do the dot product, you know, with something, and I want to say over here, I'm going to do the same dot product with the same thing. So I'm going to take this guy right here. Okay, so what goes here and here? Or just e to the j, because when we do the dot product, it'll do the negative j. So it's going to be e to the j what? Help. Somebody's on the right track. 2 pi. And I want to make it the mt over cap t because I want to use that m, and it's different than this. See, this n is not a specific value. It's an index. It's a thing for the sum, right?
Where have we used m at any point before?
We have not used m at any point before, but hopefully this will allow me to find the mth one of these guys.
The mth one?
The mth one, you know, the not the nth one, but the mth one. Yeah. The mama one, yeah.
We want to find that why?
Because if I knew what every one of these was for any m, right, then I'd know what this series was, and that's what I'm trying to get, right? Is that okay? I just, see, this is a dummy index here. I don't want to have another one floating around that has a different meaning, right? See, this first n equals minus infinity and minus infinity plus 1 and so on. It just keeps on going all the way up to plus infinity. So which one was it? Well, it was all of them, right? This is really a sum with a whole bunch of terms here. And that n is telling you which term you're looking at, right?
So what's the
m? The mth one is just whichever one you want it to be. You pick what m is. If you pick m equals 0, it's the one right in the middle. If you pick m equals 1, it's the one right next to the m equals 0 one. Right?
But m is some number between minus.
Between minus infinity and infinity. Yes, yes, yes.
Is there a reason that we're using a variable rather than just selecting 0 as our m value?
Yes, there is. Very good question, Travis. Because you see, if I started, we would never get out of class. Because I'd have to start with minus infinity, and then I'd go to minus infinity plus 1, and then I go to minus infinity plus 2, and you keep going, and I would never ever get there, right? I'd never get up to this one. But if I just pick a general one, and I can solve for all of them, and in the twinkling of an eye, then we've got it, right? So that's the reason. And a good question, okay? So I need to do the same thing over here, e to the j, 2 pi, m, t over cap t, and then we'll say for all m element of 1, no, minus infinity to infinity. What is that? Is that just the, I think they just say this is like j or something, right? Integers? Or maybe it's something anyway, I don't know. Is it, what is it?
Z.
Okay, z. Is that what you use? Z. Like this? Something like that or something, some funny thing. Okay, now, we know what we want to do now. Now you need to help me. How do I actually do this integral, this dot product? And I should mention, by the way, that some textbooks write it like this. That is defined as this. This is my funny notation up here. This is what the textbook would write, okay? Or quantum mechanics textbook would have a sharp thing here and a sharp thing there and a line in the middle, okay?
So you're putting the quotes around the dot product to remind us that it's a complex.
It's this funny functional dot product, right? And this is the way they'd write it in quantum mechanics for Bannon and anybody else who's had that. Like that. They call this the bra. You know, kind of looks like something sticking out there, right? And that's the cat, right? Okay, so anyway, this is in quantum mechanics. This is in what they would call, mathematicians write it this way. Frony writes it that way, and it's all the same. I mean, these are all the same things, okay? But I need to know how to calculate it. I need an actual formula that we can put into Wolfram Alpha or something, you know? These are shorthand notations. I need to actually calculate that thing. How do I do that?
Turn it to sine, cosine.
Oh yeah, then we go back to this. I just need to know how to do this dot product. I don't want to do it that way. That's like the old-fashioned method.
Oh.
Isn't this like an integral? This is a sum of. It's like this formula right here, right? The sum is an integral, right? The index over there is t, isn't it? You know, each one of those, it's t is the dimension number, right? So I'm going to integrate just like we did before. And you could do minus t over 2 to t over 2. This is just, I'm going to just say over one period.
0 to 1 in this case?
Oh. Yeah, I think that would be easier. But you can do it minus t over 2 to t over 2. Any it's t to anything plus t, you know, it's t1 to t1 plus t kind of a thing, right? That's where we're integrating over, okay? And then I have to take this x of t, which I'm going to write right here, x of t, and then I have to multiply it by, what does it say over here? Yeah, the conjugate. And so what is that? What is the conjugate of this dude or that dude or that dude?
T to the minus j.
Yes.
T of t.
Excellent.
But
dt, right? But is it okay?
Yeah. Over there, or rather in the x of t, we have a summation already. So are we doing two integrals there?
We got to do the other side, and then we'll have an integral and a sum. You're right. Okay. So, okay, here we go. This was just the left-hand side. I got to do it to the right-hand side too, right? Oof. One of these balance things, you know. You do it over here, you got to do it over here. So I'm going to take the integral. I'm going to just say, I'm going to go t1 to t1 plus t, because that's faster to write than all that stuff. Okay, and now I got this summation, n equals minus infinity to infinity of c sub n e to the j 2 pi n t over cap t, and I have to multiply by e to the minus j 2 pi m t over cap t, and then I have to do dt, right? Did I do that okay? Adam. Okay, it's kind of, here's what we're doing. Quick reminder. Well, let me see. Where should I do this? Maybe I'll do it right here because it actually kind of fits in here. See, this is kind of like. Maybe it's best if I go back and look at the notes. It'd be faster. Okay. You remember when you did this homework? Okay. So this is just like this homework. This homework, we were given a vector v equals v sub xi and v sub yj, okay? So that tells you where this vector v is. If you know what vx and vy are, you know where this vector v is. And we were given this picture right here. So we know what this x of t is, right? We know what it is at every t. Kind of like here, you knew where it was in the xy coordinate system, in the unprime coordinate system, the t is the unprime coordinate system, okay? But we could also write this in this new coordinate system, okay? In this new prime coordinate system, this v, this is really the same v, I shouldn't have put that prime there, it's the same v, but in the prime coordinate system, you can write it as this plus something, something in the I prime and something in the j prime. Here's I prime, there's j prime, okay? This is the same way as doing it. This is something in the nth direction, okay? And these things right here, you see this e to the j thing with the t on it? That's like writing this I prime in terms of I and j, which we could do, right? And see, it's in terms of t right here, right? And so our problem here is very similar to our problem here. And the way we found the amount of how much in the I prime, in other words, how much in the nth direction here, was over here, Joe told me. He said all I had to do was take the dot product of this vector v with the I prime vector. And I got this thing that went right in here, and you did that in your homework, right? So I'm using the same idea that Joe gave me right there. I'm saying, look it, I have this x of t equals in this new basis system here. And I want to find out how much is in that direction. Okay, so on both sides of the equation, I'm going to take the dot product with that. With, well, which one? The mth one, okay? That's like any of them. It could have been here. If I had labeled these instead of I and j, if I'd called this a1 and a2, I could have done it with the nth one, right? Or the mth one. So we're doing, that's what we're doing here, and that's where we got that idea from. Does that kind of make sense a little bit?
Yeah.
do the conjugate because we know that x of t equals another, because of down here we know.
This is like a vector, x of t was a vector and this thing was a vector, and we had to do the complex conjugate because of this funny thing. We'd never done complex vector dot products before, so we had to do the conjugate on the second one. Well, actually, x of t is not complex, but these c sub n's are liable to be complex because these guys are complex, right? But when you add this whole thing up, it better be real, because that's a real function that I drew there. No complex part, just all real, right? But you can add a bunch of complex things together and the imaginary parts cancel out and it ends up being all real, no problem, right? At least hopefully no problem. But that was a really good question, Adam. Does that kind of make a little better sense now? Maybe?
Yeah, I mean.
And it's also, the other way you can think about this, this is how it was presented to me when I was took this class, was, oh, why don't we just take this x of t and multiply by this thing on both sides and integrate and see what happens?
Oh, so it's like an integration factor in ODE then.
Well, not even like that. Yeah, it's a, maybe. It's a dot product, really. But and nobody told me that. So for me, my personality type rebels at that. I like to know why. I like to have an idea how in the world Newton thought it up in the first place. And I really like that because I feel like it helps me think up new things. Warren? Probably, yeah. These guys, I'm hoping these are different vectors right here. I mean, if n and m are the same, well, obviously they're not going to be orthogonal to one another. But if m is different than n, I'm hoping that when we integrate it, this thing will integrate to zero so that I only end up with the mth one of these guys, just like these guys did over here. If they hadn't been orthogonal, this thing would not have been nice. It would not have worked worth beans, right? So we're praying, right? But we kind of have an idea that probably they are orthogonal because they're related to those sines and cosines, which we found out were orthogonal before, right? So we're just kind of going on that same hint, maybe. I mean, hopefully, see if it works. So we better get busy here and do this, because otherwise we're going to run out of time, right? So I'm going to move the sum out here. And I can move the cn outside of the integral because it's not a function of t, right? It's just a number. And then I have this integral here to t1 to t1 plus t of this guy times that guy. You just add the arguments, right? Add the exponents. So this is e to the j 2 pi. And then I have n minus m t over cap t. And there isn't much I can do over here, so I'll just go ditto. Is that okay? Any questions?
So the j's, what happens? How did the j's add up?
Oh, when you multiply e to the x times e to the y, it's e to the x plus y. Right? E to the x times e to the y equals e to the x plus y, right? And then I factored out the 2 pi. So it's e to the this thing plus that thing.
Yeah, okay, I get it. You factored. Yeah.
And then I factored out the 2 pi and the t, yeah. There was its common and whatnot. I guess, yeah, sorry. Okay, so this guy, we got to look at this integral here, right? Okay, well, let's look at this integral. When n equals m, you know, this integral right here is if I'm going to have a thing like this. If n equals m, I'm going to get e to the 0, right? E to the 0 is just 1, right? And if I integrate 1 over 1 period here, I just get t, right? Do you agree? So that's t. Now, if n doesn't equal m, let's think about this here, okay? Aside over here. E to the j theta is equal to cosine of theta plus j sine of theta, right? You guys remember this Euler's identity thing?
Yeah.
Now, let's think about this. Suppose n minus m was 1, right? So this would be cosine of 2 pi t over t integrated over one period, basically, right? Plus j sine of 2 pi t over t integrated over the same period, right? And if you integrate sine and cosine over one period, you get what?
Zero.
Zero, right?
Since n minus m is always going to be an integer.
Yeah, n minus m is always an integer, so it's n minus n periods, right? And so we're always going to get zero, are we not? If is that okay?
Can you explain that again?
Okay. Suppose if n minus m equals 1, I'm going to have the integral from, I'll just pick t1 to be 0. So I'll go t1 to t of, I'm going to have cosine of 2 pi times 1 times t over cap t dt plus the integral from 0 to t of sine, I need a j here, sine of 2 pi t over cap t dt. And if I graph that, here's the cosine one, here's 0, it goes like this. There we have it. So this area right here plus that area right there equals this area down here, right?
Yep.
So up the top one minus the bottom one, you integrate that, you get 0, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I had, instead of n minus m being 1, if this had been 2, I would have just had 2 cycles, right? And if n minus m was 3, I'd have 3 cycles, and the sign is just shifted off by half a period.
So as long as n and m are both integers, we're always going to...
Exactly, and they are integers, right?
Because
they're integers here, right?
Right.
Right. Oh, and so this is 0 for n not equal to m. And this whole thing, if you recall, we wrote this as t times delta n m, right? Isn't that what we did before? Our old friend, right? We like that guy. And so in that case, this whole thing right here equals, I guess I don't have to write down this whole thing, just that top part there. That whole thing then equals, I'll just move the equals over a little bit, save a little bit of space there. So this equals, man, what a horrible summation. Let's try that again. Okay, this equals summation n equals minus infinity to infinity of c sub n, oops, I forgot the t, t delta n m. Right? Which equals this whole thing right here goes to what? C sub m times t, right? Because you see this delta m n is going to, you're summing on, you get 0 times plus 0 plus 0 plus, finally you get to the mth turn and you've actually got a t there, right? Times c sub m, right? So that tells me that c sub m equals 1 over t, the integral from t1 to t1 plus t of x of t e to the minus j 2 pi m t over cap t dt, right? I just took this equation here and divided both sides by cap t. Is that okay? So we have a formula. And this is so much nicer than the sine and the cosine one because it's just one simple formula for, it's got everything in it, right? I like it. So now we got to do it for this thing. So for our case, c sub m equals the integral 1 over 1, right? Integral from 0 to 1, e to the minus t, e to the minus j 2 pi m t over 1 dt, right?
Now, the integral there is self-referencing, right?
What?
Well,
no.
X of t has c sub n.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so was this. Notice this thing. You had to know what v was right here. You had to know those components of v in here in order to find this guy. In other words, you had to know what B was in order to write it in the other coordinate system. And it's the same way here. You have to know what X of T is here in order to write it in this new coordinate system.
Oh, okay.
It's a different C sub M for every different vector you can come up with, just like there's a different prime coordinate for every, you know, vector, set of prime coordinates for every different vector you can come up with here, right? Is that okay? So good observation there. I guess we need to do this integral because we're going to run out of time. And now I'm going to make one more thing before I integrate this thing. I'm going to go 0 to 1. And I'm going to e to the what? Minus 1 plus j 2 pi m t dt, right? Is that okay? Just kind of putting those two e to the things together?
Right.
Okay, now I'm going to integrate this thing, and so I need to say that's going to be like e to the minus 1 plus j 2 pi m.
Wait. How did you become positive?
Yeah, you should have two negatives in there.
Yes, I should have. Yeah, that's right. I should have. And I should have. Thank you. That's helpful. And I need to divide by minus 1 minus j 2 pi m, right? And I need to evaluate from 0 to 1, right? You agree? Equals. E to the minus 1 plus j 2 pi m minus 1 over. I'm going to make that a plus and this a minus, and then I'm going to make this a 1 plus j 2 pi m. Is that okay? Now, we need to plug that in. Oh, man, are we going to make it 2 minutes? We need to pop that into MATLAB or Octave or something and see if we can. Okay, so I think what I'm going to do is open Genie and just change some old script because I haven't got much time. Open Networks. Yeah, I need just to make one here. Okay, it was Fourier or something. What did I call it? I don't know. Maybe it's this one. Let's see. Okay. Okay, clear. I'm going to go from 1 to 10. I'm only going to make this 1 to 0 to 1. T is 1. Period was 1, right? Oh, shoot. This is actually doing your problem for you, the one that your homework problem. Quickly take a picture of this. So I'm going to go from 1, stepping by. No, I don't need to go from. I need to go from minus m to m, right? Minus m colon m, right? Comma. And I need to say set up b in equals 0 to start out with. Oops, equals z ZZROS 0's size of t. Okay, semicolon, don't need to see that. Okay, so I need to make a cm here. C of m. Well, I could just make a cm each time. That's fine. Cm equals what? What would you say it was there? It was exp of what?
Negative 1 minus
2 pi jm. Oh, so it's negative 1. Okay, minus 1.
Oh, no,
e to that. Oh, it's e to the exp of minus 1.
Minus
2 times pi times j times m, right? E, so it's that thing and then minus 1.
Yeah.
And I need parentheses all this over what?
Negative 1 minus 2 pi j m. Okay, whoops. Point divided by minus, just one?
Minus one.
J, 2 star, star pi, oops, I star, J star M, right?
Yeah.
And M is just a, okay, so we'll do that. And then we'll say Bn equals, I'll get rid of all this stuff here. Back, okay. Bn equals Bn plus Cm times exp of what? J star 2 star pi star M, right? Star T, oops, T, is that right? Okay. Okay, let's see. So then I want to plot, and I want to plot T. I guess it's Bn. Okay, that's fine. But I want to actually, I want to plot real of Bn. Now, why am I doing real of Bn? The reason I'm doing real of Bn is because this is a computer, right? And the computer won't actually cancel out all the imaginary parts, right? It'll have 10 to the minus 16, you know, the Messene precision, right? It'll have that kind of stuff. So I'm gonna, I can check that to make sure it's okay. But I'm doing that because I know there's going to be trouble, right? Fourier series representation of a funny wave, right? Oops. Yeah, funny wave.
Up on row 5.
Mm-hmm.
All of your incrementing for n, I believe. But all of your variables are m.
Fix that. Okay. Any other problems?
Do you need to be a comma or a semicolon after the big n?
I think it's comma. Let's find out. So I'm going to save as file. Save as, what do we call this? Funny? Funny.m, okay? Okay, so now I need to go back over here and do, where am I? PWD. Oh, shoot. Quit. I got a CD to the right place. Okay, so now what did I call it? Funny? Oh, what did it say?
M undefined.
What did it say?
M's undefined, capital M.
Undefined. Oh, yeah, well, I guess we got to do that. So I got to say M equals 100. Is that okay? Yeah, right. Okay, so that crashed octave, man. That's incredible. Oh, so what are the funny? Segmentation fault. Can't open display. Display variable not set. Okay, ENV. Some problem with X here. I don't know. Let's try a new one here. CD. There we go. We got it. There it is. Not too bad, huh? Yeah, well, we could plot more if you wanted. Maybe I should.
Okay.
I'll do more. Good point. I'm going to go from, I'll go up to 4. Save. So.
Oh, it certainly is periodic. Looks pretty good to me.
If you look closely, it says Curtis Nelson on the bottom right hand.
Yeah, that's Kurt's little toy. It's his embedded project. That's a fun class too, you know.
Embedded systems design?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, these will be on the notes on the web page.
So when we're proving that these are orthogonal, are we just going through this process right here?
Oh, we did it right here. This is right here. This is the inner product of e to the j 2 pi n t over cap t and e to the j 2 pi m t over cap t, right?
Yeah.
That's it. So all you got to do is just show that.
Two questions. Was there a lecture
where you yeah, there was.
Oh,
there you
I
go.
Don't know who that is. It might be Travis. There's an extra one back there.
Yeah.
And how late are you here today?
Today is Monday.
Yeah.
I'm usually here until 5 or 6, usually 6.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, we'll get Aaron's picture here. Okay, Aaron, at your service.
What's a good time to stop by between now and Wednesday?
Any time, except for class time. I've got class at 9 and class now. Of course, you're here now.
Yeah.
Right? So, any time, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. And if I'm not in my office, check upstairs in the electronics lab.
What time do you come in tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'm here, I have a 9 o'clock class, I think. No, that's electronics, so I don't have that. I probably should be here by 9 anyway, you know. I don't know. What time, if you want me to come earlier, I can come earlier, too.
I'm probably worse.
Okay. Okay, good.
Last time you handed back homework, I got this, and it doesn't look like it was ever graded.
Okay, well, so. Send it back and, Was it? Put a note on here. Was this graded? That would help. I'm losing my cans. Thank you.
both of those out.
Hey, the tutorial, wasn't that due at 12:30?
Technically, yes.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, I mean, I didn't have a chance to finish all my homework last night because I had to work this 8-hour work day.
Mm-hmm.
I really, like, tried hard to finish it, but I...
Well, turn it in, and as long as the grader hasn't...
But we're supposed to turn it into Moodle, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I can see if I can extend it to you a little bit.
Just
okay.
Like tonight.
I was going to work on this during community, but then I remembered, wait,
I can't look at the link.
Yeah, you're not supposed to work on that stuff during community.
Well, I would have worked on it this morning because I locked my keys in the truck and I was needing my dad to get a key.
Oh, that's not cool. Quite a bit of time. Dad had to drive all the way over here to get you a key?
We met
half
about Weston.
Oh, uh-huh. It wasn't all the way for him or all the way for you.
Yeah. You get time locked with the same, but
yeah.
It would
like mower circle assignment.
Okay, well, first thing, let me put this up here.
Do you have class after LNA ever?
Don't think so.
Okay.
Well, this is a good time to catch me.
Yeah. Monday and Wednesday I have swimming after 2.